We're back. The Eagles return to the NovaCare complex, Smitty with the extendo, why is Midnight Green bad in Brazil, and a Super Bowl ring versus Chile. Who would win? We're going to break down these topics and more on this week's episode of Second and 15. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Second and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. It's your host, Michael Roscoe, and on today's episode, we're going to break down some news across the NFL and then specifically with the Eagles, both comical and serious news. So let's get right into it. I have more Eagles content this week than I do overall NFL news, so I'm going to start with those little bits of NFL news. This first bit of NFL news came to us just recently, yesterday, with the University of Albany announcing the tragic death of A.J. Simon, a former defensive lineman for the school and 2024 draft prospect. According to the Bleacher Report, the 25-year-old prospect was within the top 40 of edge rushers and likely would have been drafted by an NFL team. Additionally, the cause of death has not been made public, but the university has been showing their love and support for their former athlete across social media. This is just such a terrible and tragic situation for a man with a bright future ahead of him. I've seen situations like these before, and it's just not fair, you know? He worked hard. I imagine he was a great person. Obviously, I don't know him personally, but, had his life, his dream ahead of him, and for a situation like this happen, I just don't think it's fair. But here at Second and 15, we offer our condolences and prayers to the Simon family and friends during this somber time. In other NFL news, a couple of big-name players are holding out of voluntary camp participation due to contract conflicts, including wide receivers Courtland Sutton of the Broncos and CeeDee Lamb of the Cowboys. And I think most recently they're saying some shit about Micah Parsons holding out of camps as well. The Cowboys might have fucked themselves this year, I'm not going to lie. With all these extensions and contracts, especially now with the Eagles extending Devontae Smith, which I'll get more into later on, these receivers want to get paid. And the Cowboys didn't do shit in free agency. They have that huge contract with Dak Prescott. Obviously, they're going to have to pay Micah and CeeDee and Dak. And I don't know if they can do it because they don't have cap space. So it just goes to show how, this type of situation, you sign players who are great and have potential later or earlier in their career. You give them too much and it bites you in the ass later on. So we'll see what comes of these contracts, are these players going to end up in different places? I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. In other news, this is probably a bit of controversial news if anyone who was alive or knows this situation at all. O.J. Simpson, the former Buffalo Bill, passed away earlier this week at the age of 76 due to complications from prostate cancer. The former running back amounted over 11,000 yards in his 11-year span in the NFL. However, most people likely remember him for the infamous police chase in that white Bronco after the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. OJ was tried for the murders in probably the most publicized criminal trial in American history, but was ultimately acquitted by a jury. Now, people can go back and forth with this. Oh, he did it. Oh, he didn't do it. Obviously now we'll never truly know, but a lot of people think he did it and got away with it. I think he's like low-key like hinted to it in previous conversations or like books or some shit like that. But we'll never really know. Lastly, I previously spoke about the Rashi Rice situation, and within this last week, Rice has surrendered himself to Dallas police after he had 8 arrest warrants for him. According to NFL.com, these counts include 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury. For those 6 individuals hurt, 2 of which who had more severe injuries requiring hospitalization. Additionally, according to various sources, there is now a lawsuit for this incident, where Rice is being sued for as much as $10 million for his actions. As of right now, we don't know what kind of punishment Rice will face for his involvement in the multi-car pileup, but we know that he'll be attending Chiefs OTAs virtually while the investigation continues. Again, I spoke upon this last week. If you want to race, go do it in NASCAR. You know, these young players going out and buying Corvettes and Lambos and McLarens and all these fast supercars to, what, race down a random-ass highway for clout at 140 miles an hour, injure, kill people? For what? Stop with the fucking racing. It's ridiculous. All right, before I get too lost in that tangent, let's go on to our next topic series, Eagles News. For the first bit of Eagles news this week, this is kind of comical if you think about it. On the New Heights podcast, former Eagle Jason Kelce reveals that he has definitely lost his lone Super Bowl ring, and did so in probably the least surprising but most Jason Kelce way possible, in a kiddie pool full of chili. This was part of a game in like the New Heights live show, and Jason said, quote, "I legitimately lost it. They couldn't find it. So now it's safe to assume it's in a landfill in the Cincinnati tri-state area." So listen, y'all, I don't condone dumpster diving, but if there were someone out there, and there probably is a Philly fan crazy enough to do this shit, if there was someone out there who's dedicated enough to go into a landfill Finding Nemo style excursion to find a lost Super Bowl ring and return it to him, I wouldn't be mad about it. In all reality, though, he'll likely purchase a replacement, which would cost, now this is based on what I've seen on like the Rams Super Bowl ring that I've seen on Fanatics for sale, around $12,000. You know, that ain't chump change, but kind of less than I would have expected for a Super Bowl ring. But again, this is all speculation. But I get it to an extent. He's having fun and doing what he loves, especially now that he's retired and doesn't have like the job responsibility at the moment. But if I was in this situation, I would have locked my ring in a safe. I am way too fucking nitpicky and paranoid to go do some shit like that with a $12,000 ring, literally a once-in-a-lifetime ring, on my finger. But anyway, Jason, hopefully the ring is found or you're able to get a replacement soon. In other Eagles news, the Eagles will probably not be rocking the midnight green for their Brazilian Week 1 game due to a peculiar rule. And most of this is probably heard or read about this by now, but as most sports fans probably know, soccer or football is very popular in South America, especially in Brazil. Like, to the point where the refs have to fear for their lives if they even make a questionable call, let alone a bad blatant call, because their fans might actually kill them in the streets. Anyway, the Corinthians, which are the team that calls the stadium where the Eagles and Packers are going to play home, they have a rule in which they have legit, I shit you not, banned the color green. Yeah, you heard it right. Banned the color green. This is due to the fact that their rivals' primary kit color is green. The Palmeiras and the Corinthians rivalry is one of the oldest and most intense soccer rivalries in Brazil. This means that the Packers will likely not wear their primary green jerseys as well. My guess? The Eagles will rock the all-black unis, and the Packers will rock their white away jerseys, but we'll just have to wait and see. The Eagles continue to add some roster moves, signing tight end CJ Uzoma, I hope I pronounced that right, to a one-year deal. According to the Eagles website, in the 106 games that he has logged, he has made 192 catches for almost 1,900 yards and 16 touchdowns since being drafted in 2015, with his best year being in 2021 when he was playing for the Super Bowl-bound Cincinnati Bengals, where he logged 5 touchdowns. He'll be a veteran to add alongside Dallas Goedert and Albert O, but does this mean he'll push Grant Calcaterra off the team? I don't know any specific details about Uzoma's contract, like if there's any guaranteed money, which probably is not. So I imagine his main competition will be Grant Calcaterra for that third tight end spot. You know, unless they plan on carrying 4 tight ends on the roster again, like they did last year. In other news, the Eagles are back, returning to the NovaCare Complex for the voluntary OTAs program, beginning phase one of the off-season program. Basically, for the first couple of weeks, clubs have meetings and can hold workouts, but it's mainly like weight training and skills practice. Like, kickers can kick, but there's no returners. Quarterbacks can throw to wide receivers without defense covering them. Kickers can kick into nets. Long snappers can snap into nets. You know, nothing too extreme or tiresome. Plus, they have time limits for activities, such as they can only be on the field for an hour and a half per day. It's a nice way to ease players into the off-season workouts and get ready for the 2024 season, as well as kind of build some camaraderie with newly acquired players, and then eventually the new draft picks. They can, you know, ease them into it as well. You know, we're here. We're getting closer to the season, y'all. And finally, probably the bigger piece of news related to the Eagles specifically, DeVonta Smith. DeVonta Smith receives a three-year extension worth up to $75 million, with various sources saying that up to $51 million is guaranteed, but has not been confirmed yet by the Eagles organization. He'll join several others who recently received extensions through to the 2028 season, meaning we got them guys on fucking lockdown, including Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata. Now, here's my analysis on this whole situation. On the one hand, I love this move. The Slim Reaper has certainly earned his extension, posting an Eagles receiving yard record within the first three seasons, surpassing DeSean Jackson, accumulating just under 3,200 yards over those three seasons. Additionally, the Slim Reaper is a reliable-as-fuck receiver, catching 68.18% of his targeted passes and has accumulated 19 touchdowns while only missing one career game to date due to an injury. For someone who a lot of analysts thought was too small to play in the NFL, Smitty stood on business and proved them wrong. Smith will join A.J. Brown as a recipient of a $25 million per year contract player. But speaking of Brown, this is where I get just a little bit worried. According to ESPN, the total value of Smith and Brown's contracts equates to a whopping $175 million. Now, that's a shit ton of money. Granted, this goes all the way into the end of the 2026 and 2028 seasons per their contracts. But still, after this year, A.J. Brown receives all of his guaranteed money and may be looking to make some more. With Smith's extension, this could make a repeat Hassan Reddick situation and force A.J. Brown to look elsewhere to gain more money for his value. Now again, this is all speculation and I ain't trying to start some rumors like WIP94 was doing for, you know, because they ran out of shit to say or some shit like that. I'm not saying this is going to happen. In fact, I'm manifesting that this shit doesn't happen and we're able to keep him as long as we can. Howie isn't stupid and has proven to be efficient and intelligent when it comes to cap space. So I'm sure he'll figure out a way to restructure AJ Brown's contract to make everyone happy. So for now, I'm going to bask in the glory that is of us having one of the best wide receiver duos for at least the next few years. Congrats, DeVonta Smith. You've definitely earned it and deserved this extension. I can't wait to see you ball out this year. All right, y'all, that does it for this week's episode. Bit of a short one this time. If you're still with us, I appreciate you wholeheartedly for being an active listener of the show. If you're brand new here, welcome, welcome. And if you want to check out other episodes, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Player FM, Overcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on a lot of streaming platforms. If you want to check us out on social media, you can find us on Facebook with the podcast title Second and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast, as well as on Instagram with the handle at Second and 15. That's 2ndand15. And be sure next week to check out my Instagram. I'm probably going to go live during the NFL draft because next week's episode will air on the first day of the NFL draft with the round one picks. Something we've been looking forward to all off season, I should say. So definitely check us out. I'll have my final prediction for the drafts, at least the first round draft at the very least. So check us out. You know, it'll be a fun draft. Hopefully we get some awesome players. Howie might do some fucking wizardry. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But from all of us at 2nd and 15, don't forget to stay fly like an eagle. And as always, go Birds.